Two huge factors that contribute to the success of recruiting truck drivers are knowing your audience and knowing how to talk to them. Hi, I'm Ikikima Rudell with Randall Riley, and today we're going to talk about how to counter four myths about flatbed trucking. Recruiting qualified drivers for flatbed trucks can be fairly difficult. You're not only battling competing fleets, but you're fighting against the reputation of flatbed trucking itself. Knowing the current perception drivers and prospects have, and being able to counter those opinions, plays a huge part in you filling those flatbed driver positions. Here are a few of the more common misconceptions of driving a flatbed truck, and ways to counter the argument and frame the so-called downside in a positive light. 1. The physical labor associated with flatbed trucks is a negative. Some prospective drivers avoid getting behind the wheel of a flatbed because they want to avoid the associated physical labor on top of the normal everyday grind of trucking. How to counter the myth? The labor itself could actually be used as a selling point to draw some drivers to the job. You can make the job look more appealing by framing the activity that comes with flatbed driving as a plus for driver health instead of a detriment. 2. Flatbed drivers are underpaid. Perhaps the most common objection drivers have is pay rate. Flatbed truck driving in particular has been saddled with the reputation of being a low-paying job. How to counter the myth? When one takes a look at the hard numbers, they'll find that a driver who operates a flatbed truck can earn up to $10,000 a year more than a typical truck driver. And that $10,000 more that they earn, that's while driving the same distance as a typical truck driver. Educating drivers on the pay scale and showing them how well flatbed drivers actually get paid may finally destroy this long-held myth. 3. Operating a flatbed truck is inherently dangerous. Another common sticking point with prospects is their view of the perceived dangers of driving a flatbed truck. How to counter the myth? When drivers adhere to proper loading and securing standards, the risk drops dramatically. Although it's impossible to eliminate all the risk involved, making sure a driver is well-trained in securing and tarping loads and making sure they're well-rested minimizes the dangers that they might face on the road. 4. Women drivers need not apply. Fleets would benefit from actively seeking out women to fill the positions, but because of the danger and the labor associated with the job, many fleets don't even consider women for the positions. There are women flatbed drivers on the road today, and there's no reason, when well-trained, that they can't help fill the void. How to counter the myth? Highlight the women flatbed drivers in your fleet to show the possibilities to other potential women drivers. Flatbed trucking is different and requires a different kind of driver. The four areas we've covered are common sticking points with drivers in regards to taking on a flatbed trucking job. Having a valid counterpoint is crucial. 1. Physical labor or activity is a benefit. 2. Drivers are compensated well and could earn up to $10,000 more than their counterparts every year. 3. Adhering to recommended safety guidelines and being well-rested minimizes the job risk factors. And 4. Broadening your recruiting pool to include women can only increase your chances of filling your open positions. By being able to offer a different viewpoint and framing issues in a more positive light, you can begin to erode the negative reputation of flatbed trucking.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out today's video. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let us know. Comment down below or hit the like button. If you haven't already, subscribe. If you want to check out some of the previous videos we've done, you can see them right over there. If you're struggling to get the flatbed truck drivers you need, or if you're just struggling with recruiting in general, let us know. You can click the Contact Us link down below, or you can head over to randallriley.com.